Hanhon yevor ho yevok winser ho amen. There's a story that many years ago, there were hikers hiking in the desert. And as they were hiking, they ended up running out of water. And as they ran out of water, they began to worry, what are we going to do? And one of them remembers reading once that if you put salt in water, you'll feel better afterwards. They probably thought of electrolytes or something like that. So they thought if they put salt in the water, they'd feel better. So being desperate, they said, let's do that. So they took the little salt that they had and they put it in the water and they started to drink. And immediately they started to feel better. Their mouths were wetter. They started to feel more at ease and more relief, and they kept going. But hours later, continuously drinking this water, hours later they started to feel very weak. They started to feel very bad. Finally, someone found them and took them to the hospital. They went to the hospital, and the doctors explained to them that drinking salt water is probably the worst thing you can do, especially when you're thirsty. At first, you may feel good, but it only speeds up the process of dehydration. And this is the human condition that we live in today. Without Christ, it is like drinking salt water. Many of us drink other things, thinking we'll be better, that we will have some kind of relief and feel better. And we drink many different things. We drink comfort. We drink distraction, approval, and control, thinking we will be better, but in fact, we still are thirsty for something. It's the same in Jesus' time 2,000 years ago. At that time, the people were saying, this man is a prophet. Others said, no, he's the Messiah. Others said, no, he's just some random guy speaking. And what's interesting is that Christ does not try to explain who he is or try to prove what he's doing. But rather, he cries out in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He doesn't offer an idea. He offers a cure to the thirst. Now, Satan does the complete opposite. He offers us salt water. He offers us something that will seem good in the beginning, but in the end makes us only more thirsty. He offers us pleasure without peace, control without security, and knowledge without wisdom. The question arises then, if there is good water, if there is living water and fresh water that Christ gives us, why do we continue to drink salt water? And the answer is very simple. Salt water is familiar. It's accessible. We're already drinking it. We're used to drinking that water. We don't want to change because it feels good at that moment. To search for fresh water and to drink fresh water means we have to put salt water to the side. We have to put our pride to the side. We must be humble. Armenians are not always the best at this. Being humble and saying that someone else is right. But we have to learn how to say, I might be mistaken, somebody else may be correct. The Pharisees in the gospel today mock the crowd. And they trust their own status. And they make fun of the crowd. Not showing humility, but showing pride. And this is the danger of life without humility. A life without humility is a life where we seek comfort and we don't look for repentance. It's a life where we try to stay busy all the time and ignore prayer. It's a life where we dwell upon the past and things that have happened to us, and we don't try to change our hearts for Christ. Satan does not need us to deny Christ. Satan only needs us to remain far from him, continue to drink the salt water, and remain thirsty, because it feels good at that moment, and we think it's good for us. In the gospel today, at the end of the gospel, Nicodemus says something, and he defends Christ, not loudly, but very soon, sharply, very sharply. He says, and he refused to drink the salt water that everyone else is drinking. And he asks a question, and he says, does our law judge a man before we hear him or see what he has done? It's a simple question, but it's an important one as well. Because the first sign of healing is discernment. Discernment. Discernment is when we take a step back and we look at the situation and we ask ourselves, is this right? Is this true? Is what I am doing or what is happening good for me or not? So often we just rush into things, and then later on we look back and say, oh, I wonder if I did the right thing. Saint Basil the Great of the 4th century says, truth is revealed not to the noisy person, but to the watchful one, the discerning one. This means that we must have silence in our life before God and not be surrounded by noise all the time. This means that we must genuinely confess what we have done wrong and not try to self-justify what we have done. And this means that we must read the scriptures slowly and carefully so we understand what is being said and so that it confronts us and puts us in our place and it directs us where we're supposed to go. When we do this, we will be drinking the true water that Christ offers. And we won't follow the crowd anymore, but we'll follow Christ himself. Christ does not say, drink this that I offer along with everything else that you're drinking. He says, come to me. Salt water cannot be purified. Salt water cannot be changed. Salt water cannot turn into fresh water. Salt water must be thrown out. We must throw that salt water in our lives away. Christ stands before us today, just as he did 2,000 years ago, in the temple before the Jews. And he says, anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. The question is not, are you thirsty? The question is, what will you reach for when you're thirsty? He says, drink me. Drink deeply. Drink prayer, fasting, repentance, and Holy Communion. Because Satan does not fear someone who is comfortable drinking the salt water he offers every day. Satan fears those who are nourished by Christ and live the orthodox faith that we have been given by our fathers and our mothers. Amen.